Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. During this festive season, we're always looking for a spectacular way to entertain our guests. Anytime you want to introduce an element of luxury into an affair, all you have to do is trot out the lobster and your friends will bless your name. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you don't always have to use the entire lobster to get a good dish. A simple lobster tail can do a lot of wonderful things.
Yeah, I agree. I think that buying whole lobsters is, it's like anything else we talk about all the time. I mean, you can buy a whole chicken, and butcher it into parts. But unless you're going to use the carcass to make stock, there is no reason to do that. And
that's
the same
right.
thing with lobsters. There's no reason to buy a whole lobster if you're not going to, say, save the midsection and all the shells and make stock. Just buy the tails. There's great, great product out there, frozen or fresh, of lobster tails in a variety of sizes. There are some really cool small versions of lobster tail out there mm-hmm. that are kind of like a colossal shrimp. seriously, that are delicious. I've used them like in paella instead of mm-hmm. shrimp on many occasions.
Well, the simplest approach would be to just turn it on its belly and then cut right down the shell.
Yeah.
And then pull the shell apart, exposing the meat.
Yeah.
And then stick it in the broiler with salt and pepper.
If you're doing lobster tails, a good kitchen shears, good scissor, is crucial for this project because that shell is a little challenging.
It can be.
But, I mean, if you can just literally snip right up the center of mm-hmm. it and you're good to go.
One good trick is to stick a skewer the length of it so that it doesn't
curl
up.
The curling thing.
That's right.
Yeah, a little bamboo skewer. If you've got them laying around, those are perfect.
Perfect time. Now, if you want to go one step further and you want to butterfly uh-huh. that tail, you go around to the bottom, the belly, where it's a little thinner membrane, and you cut that too, and you use your thumbs to push the meat up.
Right.
So it comes out, and then you slice it down the middle, and you're going to have a nice place to stick all sorts of crab meat or whatever.
Sure.
And it kind of puffs up when it bakes.
Yeah, and it's perfect.
It looks great.
It rises up out of the shell.
It does. It's a great presentation. Now, here's a really great idea that I learned from executive chef Kevin Gresnick of Wegmans, and it uh-huh. involves puff pastry.
Right.
You take your shell, and you take the meat out of it.
So I like doing that. I mean, if you're going to buy the tails, again, get some shears, slice up the top and the bottom shell, just pull it apart, and gently pull this beautiful, sort of luxurious piece of lobster meat out.
Treat it tenderly. It is a little bit delicate.
Right.
Now, here's the trick. You take your puff pastry, roll it out to about a 14 by 14 square, and you're going to cut strips about an inch and a half wide. And you're going to take these strips so there's enough to wrap around it.
Yeah.
And you're going to what we call shingle them.
Right. Just wrap it around and wrap it around and wrap it around.
And it'll end up looking kind of like
the shell.
The old original shell.
Yeah. That's great.
You can do something like add some spinach, a little bit of butter into the lobster tail itself. You bake this. Oh, you got to cut a piece. It mimics the tail, too. That's another fun
piece of puff pastry, sure.
Yeah. And you just stick it in the oven. I found that 40 minutes gets the job done nicely.
I'm sure.
Brush a little egg white on top of it to give it a nice glaze. And you've got a wonderful, wonderful dish.
Yeah.
And you got those shells, so you can whip up a nice little lobster sauce serve with it.
Of course.
I'm going to garnish with some dill to give it kind of a underwater seafood type of thing. And yeah, you're good to go. It's a spectacular idea.
But it's a great, like you said, luxurious ingredient that's readily available that makes everybody very happy.
And so much easier to work with than the whole thing.
Right. There's no doubt.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.